They have exonerated our part. We have been saying this for all these years, and no one believed us. And the simple reason why we're not believed is that ZANU-PF has made lies look like the truth, and the truth look like lies. And it is very true that Mnangagwa is clueless. Robert Mugabe is a dictator as he was, as ruthless as he was. We never experienced such hardships with Mugabe as compared to Mnangagwa. We are now going to be reduced to bones, and flies will be all over as a sign of starvation in this country. So the Rand Corporation hit it right on the nail. And it absolutely makes sense to say this country is run by the junta, because there is no president in his normal mind who would make such decisions that had been made by Mnangagwa this far. It only takes somebody who makes such a decision when somebody is pointing a gun onto their head. We ain't seen nothing yet. Zimbabwe is totally sliding into a war-torn country when it's not at war.
And the Rand Corporation is also saying that the old guard and military are still firmly in control in Zimbabwe. And therefore, there's no change that can come, you know, within the next 2 or 3 years. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree. Because the same army and the ZANU-PF government and its cronies, they are in this country to make sure they loot every cent that this country has, from our minerals to money that are paid by the Zimbabweans through our taxes. And they are going to squeeze every single blood in our bodies to make sure that we all die a natural death. Mnangagwa's government is behaving like Hitler. And what it means is Mnangagwa is literally trying to drain us to an extent that we will have to be subservient to him just to drink water, which is coming from our taps. Just to go and use a toilet, we will soon be asking him to give us that so that we can flush our toilet.
According to the Rand Corporation, the international community should actually proceed with extreme caution on economic support for the government of Zimbabwe. Why should they do that?
Once again, we have been asking the international community to proceed with caution with Mnangagwa's government, because Mnangagwa's government is not there to change the livelihoods of the people of Zimbabwe. The Mnangagwa's government is there to loot everything that this country has so that we remain with nothing and suffer forever. So all what we're asking them is that is why as the MDC we are saying we need to have talks, but we need a mediator, whoever comes from the SADC or comes from the international world. But that person must be independent from either of the parties that are at dispute. And then we deal with the reforms that we've been clamoring for as the MDC since our formation. As long as those reforms are not put on paper and implemented, this country is going to slide to a war-torn country when we are not at war.